In today's podcast, we get real about freedom and accountability. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through empowering and equipping disciple makers called to the forgotten. So, question for you guys. Have you ever been in a situation where it started off like, this is awesome? I mean, people were experiencing all the joys of freedom, and then soon those freedoms became serious problems. Like, this is common in a similar storyline actually in a movie that I remember enjoying in my youth, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I remember it starred Christina Applegate, and it was exciting for those kids to be without supervision for the summer at first, until the downside of a leaderless home became clear. Big Sis had to step up and adult in the chaos as she tried to rein it in and provide for the family. Now, while too often we want to be free of authority, if we live long enough, we begin to discover the most beautiful freedom is found under authority. As Judges comes to a close in Judges 21, we see a line that was repeated a few times throughout the book. Judges 21, 20, verse 25 says this: "In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." That sounds great for many of us, right? Many of us who just want to be able to do whatever we want, whenever we want. But we must understand the content and the context, really, of this statement. It's coming after several chapters of just wild living, wild wickedness. Stories like that I shared back in episode 217 with violating women and all sorts of unrighteousness. I think that was 217. But this purge-like lifestyle is what happens when people are left to their own devices, being led by their own desires and their own passions. Proverbs 29:18 says it this way: "Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law." Leadership helps bring clarity and direction. During these days and Judges, there was no real accountability. While we don't need to be part of some weird authoritarian structure, having accountability is necessary, because we can so easily deceive ourselves into thinking that what we are doing is right. Take it from me. For years, I spent the latter half of my 20s developing this fantastic ability to convince myself of the righteousness of most of my decisions. And just justifying my actions became the way. And that was just how I tried to stay happy doing whatever wicked thing I wanted to do. But eventually, accountability comes. Either we submit under some now, or we find ourselves in significantly worse situations and having to submit to accountability later on. In Judges, it actually said everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Doesn't that sound familiar? As our world more and more tells you to embrace your truth, and there's this narrative that says that there's nothing truly right or truly wrong. This is in essence a world passionate about doing life like Judges 21, submitting to no one, seeking accountability from no one, and doing whatever they find right in their own eyes. The church, y'all, if we're the church, we must be different. We must submit to the Father. We must submit to the Spirit. We must submit to the Word and to one another, holding each other accountable for doing life in the way that God commands. Let us not be a people of which it could be said, in those days, there was no king. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Guess what, you guys? We have a king. His name is Jesus, and we are called to live and do righteousness according to his word. Let us pray right now and submit again and ask for his help. Father God, we thank you that you are our King, that you came down in all your glory and all your splendor. You humbled yourself and you showed us what it looked like to submit. I thank you that Jesus submitted in authority. He had all authority, all power, all freedom, and he submitted it for our sake. And if nothing else, you gave us that example of what it looks like to submit. And Lord God, in love, we submit right now. Would you empower us to continue to submit? Would you empower us to take a knee before you and to obey? Would you empower us to submit in love to one another, to make decisions in our life that demonstrate a love of one another, that demonstrate putting one another first? Help us to submit right now. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on the podcast. Actually out here on a bit of a day trip with the fam, so I'm getting ready to get in the pool. Here's what I need you to do. If you haven't already, subscribe wherever you are at so you make sure that you don't miss any of these. Like it, share it with a friend, and hopefully I'll see you guys back here next time on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.